Well, hi again, everyone. It's been a couple weeks since I've talked to you. Welcome back. Here we are again for Radio Lee. A couple things were in the news where I live this week. One is the construction of a brand new mall. So the construction of a new shopping area where they have thousands of square feet for people to go shop and buy things. I'd like to juxtapose that image with something I heard on the radio today, which is the story of a young woman about 15 years old who's one of the oldest skeletal remains found in North America. And she was found in a place called Pelican Rapids. And she's estimated to be 10,000 years old, possibly 20,000 years old. And I had actually never heard of this. I know that they've found other things nearby, but I never heard of the remains of this 15-year-old. And what is so cool about her is that she was found with a conch shell pendant around her neck and an elk horn dagger. And I'm trying to imagine what she would have been doing with this dagger in this area. But what fascinates me, and there's something that in my studies, as I've studied, you know, Afro-Caribbean hand drumming, and as I've researched some of the work of Maria Gimbutas and other archaeologists, and you look at these cultures that were cultures that still had a connection to what is understood to be goddess worship in terms of the iconography. And the conch shell, or conch, depending upon how you want to say it, is, you know, clearly still present today in a lot of the traditions that maintain these reaches across time, but not only time, also area. So, of course, the slave trade has a lot to do with that. So you have, you know, Brazilian Quetu Candomblé traditions, Yoruba traditions in Brazil, and you have the Cuban Santeria in Cuba. And a lot of these roots are still going back to Nigeria and the Yoruba. And I'm just fascinated because this young woman is, her forebears came out of Asia. And in a lot of the things that I've studied, the hand drumming, the archaeology, I've often been just very suspicious that these cultures were still part of some grand wave of escape, if you accept what Maria Gimbutas argued, which was that the violent patriarchal Kurgan cultures invaded the peaceful goddess-centered cultures. And so there would have been flight, but of course this will maybe take, you know, years and years of more research. It's just conjecture on my part, but I think that's very significant. Make of it what you will. So, moving from the Minnesota girl, often referred to as the Lady of the Lake, back to the mega malls, shopping centers, and a poem that I have called capital I. And I thought, yes, there was a time when the hunters and gatherers were engaged in quite a different activity. Yes, survival. But there were other things. And now what do we have? Is all that we have shopping? Anyway, so I'm going to play for you my poem, capital I, which is in my book, Homefront, and it's also on my CD, Just War. And I know I've written about this before, but I haven't spoken about the Just War CD. Is comprised entirely of poems taken from the book, my book, Homefront. And these were pieces that, in some way, because of all my musical training, my hand drum training, just wouldn't leave me alone. I was finding some kind of patterns in them, and they would speak to me in ways, you know, like, for example, Inconsequential Ballad. This line, she said the pain of massacre gets into the land. That just haunted me for, you know, like 3 years, 2 years. And I realized, well, I guess I need to make that into some kind of a real ballad, because I wrote it as a ballad before the music came. So anyway, capital I. Copy that for you and paste it into this session of Radio Lee, and I hope you enjoy it. And I guess I'll sign off, and let's all just during National Poetry Month think of the rituals of our Minnesota girl and what she was doing with that conch around her neck, that little pendant so symbolic of the place where life comes. So, I hope you will not go shopping today. Maybe you will sit down and read something by Maria Gimbutas, or maybe even Lee Herrick. And have a good one, and I'll see you next time on Radio Lee.
Capital I. Within, without. The inner city, the suburbanite, the Mall of America, missile invested, atomic constitution and state of incommunicado, first strike policy with D-uranium, and Hamdi imprisoned, Padilla militarily, while Kissinger, Cambodia, hired 9/11 investigator, lives in mission accomplishment, like General Electric. And Viacom of patriotism, united in defense of public television, the Kitty Hawk dot Navy institution of Iron Triangle, like Axis and ISM, as in McCarthy, like Tips and Wired, or video surveillance and instant online monitoring, these terrorist times, like democratized indifference, are gifts of radioactive isotopes from independent republic of unilateral think tank absolutism and citizen White House treetops prop agenda, allegiant with FBI, CIA, armed representatives of civility. The question is, which inheritor? Which nation? Which religion? Which president? What infinite justice remains of peace?